celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle of you and your furry best friend. I'm excited to talk with my first guest today as he lives in one of the most beautiful coastal locations, Mendocino, California. Louis Bohannon also is going to talk to us about a very special celebrity canine called Harry Potter. Hey, Louis, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Hey, listen, I've been to Mendocino, so I kind of got the inside track. It's pretty Fido-friendly, and it's beautiful as well. And for those not fortunate to live in Mendocino, what makes this place so special for people and their dogs?
Well, there's quite a few different factors. First of all, the climate on the coastal area is really great for visiting, because we run an average of, I know, the high is probably 55 in the winter and 67 in the summer. So there's not much of a variance, and that means...
Oh, my gosh, I had no idea. That's really... I mean, you might as well not even have a... you might as well not call it summer. You might as well just say, hey, come over.
Well, I mean, you know, I can't think of a single place up here that has an air conditioning unit. Now,
oh
the
my
inland
gosh.
Area does get warmer, and there are great times to go into the inland areas, such as in the fall and the spring. But one of the things about, especially if you want to travel during the summertime when it is extremely hot, it's quite easy that if there is a store or someplace that you want to go to that is not pet friendly, the dog can stay in the car. But there are so many places that are pet friendly. First of all, one of the upcoming regions in winery is the Anderson Valley area, and that is one of the approaches to the coast area. It straddles the inland from the coast, and it is famous for its Pinot Noirs, and almost every tasting room allows for you to bring your dog in. And
isn't that wonderful? That's so much more fun, and of course you have to have a well-behaved dog, but those of us who are traveling with our pets, that's kind of a given. So you can kind of belly up to the bar with Fido in tow, and nobody even blinks an eye?
No, absolutely not. In fact, a couple of wineries such as Navarro has a little off-leash park that your dog can enjoy, and the dog can also go into the tasting room. Toulouse Vineyards, which is just an incredible winery, your dog can actually be off-leash.
Oh, my gosh!
And I would say that percentage-wise, I mean, it seems to me that there... And the great thing about Mendocino County is probably about at least 70% or more of the wineries are pet-friendly. Of course, we have restaurants that, because of the weather up here, have... outdoor dining, and we have even a restaurant in Mendocino Village that has a pet menu. So when you're dining on the patio, they bring you actually a menu for Fido, and he can or she can order something like a chicken breast with a liver pate on top, or a burger, whatever.
I think that's so much fun because, you know, honestly, I think as pet parents, we spend much more money on our dogs than we care to admit. So I don't think people would think twice of ordering something special for Fido. And I like it when restaurants don't have you tie the dog like up, like on the other side of the fence. So you're dining al fresco and there's like a little fence or gate. I've seen it where they say, oh, sure, you can bring your dog, but you have to tie him up and put him on the other side of where you are, which puts him in the way of, you know, pedestrians and bicycles and things like that. So I'm assuming that's not the case in Mendocino.
Absolutely not. Another great thing about if you're vacationing in this area are our attractions. For example, we have the Skunk Train, which is an old logging train that goes, takes visitors and will take canines on board. And then they go to an area called North Spur, which is a phenomenal trip through the redwoods. And right now at North Spur, the Skunk Train is building an off-leash park for the dogs. So when they get off the train, they have a little place to go. And then you get back on the train. You either come back into Fort Bragg, which is one of the departure points, or you go back into Willis, which is another departure point, which is on the inland side. There are quite a few kayaking places and canoeing. The kayaking places, they carry an assorted sizes of life jackets for dogs. So whether you have a Chihuahua or where you have a Burmese, they'll probably have a life jacket that fits. And the Mendocino Coast Botanical Gardens, which is just absolutely incredible. 47 acres of botanical gardens that go all the way down to the cliffs over the ocean, and it's all dog-friendly.
That is so fabulous. So as a destination, I mean, you really can't get better than that. So for people that are going to stay up there, I would imagine there's quite a few hotels. What would you guesstimate the amount of phyto-friendly hotels that are available for, you know, that want to roll out the red carpet for dogs with their humans?
Well, I would, in excess of 50 in this area. It really makes so much of a difference coming into this area. A lot of the inland areas, they don't, outside of Mendocino County, they're not as pet friendly as we are here. The temperature's right. We have more intimate inns and hotels. There are not a lot of big chains. So there are just quite a few places and a plethora of different types of styles that, you know, your dog can stay in.
So that means we could probably find a bed and breakfast, we could find inns, we could find chain hotels. I mean, it sounds
absolutely
like they're anything,
yeah,
that your heart desires.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I want to know about Harry Potter. I know Harry Potter pins a Fido al fresco column oftentimes for Fido Friendly magazine, and he's quite the man about town. How did this little canine get so much attention?
Well, as I unfortunately started off when we became his guardians, and I was at that time I was reading Cesar Millan's one of his books, and in there he says, "Your dog has to have a job," and it never occurred to me that it would be something like just getting my slippers and bringing them in, and I just went over the top, and so we weren't living on the coast at that time, we were living in Utah. And I put him in a fashion show, and he just loved running up and down the red carpeting with the models and smiles. When we moved up here, it was like, well, you know, I have to drive 4.5 hours to San Francisco if he's going to model. And so having a background in the hospitality industry, we decided that Harry needed to start reviewing places because it's just, it's this type of place. I mean, there are just so many things he can do, so many places he can go. And so we started a blog, harrysblog.com. And by the way, Harry's name is spelled H-A-I-R-Y-S.
Oh, okay.
And so we started this blog, and people started reading it, and the readership grew. And then we put him on Facebook, and all of a sudden there are a lot of people friending him and sharing his articles. And it just... pretty soon, Mendocino County said, "Hey, you're having an impact on our tourist industry. How about
isn't that
Harry
something?
Become the director of marketing?"
Well, that's quite a job. So, what for his blog? What is like some of the funniest comments he's received? So, these are people. These are in the dog voices, and they're asking Harry or making comments.
Well, yes, some. I mean, I think probably the most interesting that he has received recently. Is this dog by the name of Bella put a comment on his blog and wanted to know if he was available for a relationship. She was single, and she was a hot Italian woman street dog from southern Italy. And in fact, she was. I mean, there were four women who were Americans who were staying in Italy, and this poor little dog kept following them around during their stay.
Oh, I read about
bringing
that.
Back, yeah. Bringing her back to the United States. And she is just a delightful, delightful dog. And yeah. They live in Idaho. And, in fact, her guardians flew down a couple of weeks ago to meet us and talk to us because
they're right?
So fascinated with Harry. So Harry and Bella have got this little thing going right now.
There could be a wedding in their future. It could happen. Now, can you direct our listeners to the websites, both for Mendocino and, of course, for Harry?
Absolutely. The Visit Mendocino website is actually that. It is www.visitmendocino.com. And Harry's blog is www.harrysblog.com, and that is spelled HairysBlog.com.
That's wonderful. We'll have all those links posted. Lewis, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have a listener giveaway. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Got a pet? Head to Mendocino County, just a few hours north of San Francisco, is a destination that is perfect for both you and your pet. Mendocino County has it all. Wine, waves, wilderness, and one of the most pet-friendly places in the entire country. From inns and bed and breakfasts that are set up to accommodate you and your pet, to restaurants with their own pet menus. It's true! And hundreds of miles of coastal beauty and wilderness to explore. To learn more, go to visitmendocino.com or call 888-GO-MENDO. Tell them Harry Potter sent you.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. Now, what do you do when your dog wants to jump out of the car before you get the leash attached? Hard to hold him back by the collar, as I know. I have tried many times with my Lab Junior. So my next guest, Jane Angelich, has a wonderful product that will help us all out called the Super Collar. Hi, Jane. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I'm so thrilled about this. Tell us about the Super Collar. What is it? What led you to create this essential product for both you and Phyto?
Well, Super Collar is the only dog collar with a built-in leash. And as the owner of two Labrador Retrievers, searching for leashes, getting in and out of the car and heading out with the dogs was always a hassle. Now it's a breeze because they carry their own leashes at all times because they're built right into the collars.
Oh, it's brilliant. I did use a collar a while back that had a short pull out, but it wasn't too comfortable to walk Junior with, and, you know, incorporating the leash makes much more sense. How strong is that?
Well, the Super Collar is strong enough to pull a 2,500-pound car, which we do on our website video, but it's designed for dogs weighing from 5 to 90 pounds. We get the point
across
that video.
That's really, you have a great website. It's really intuitive too. People can have fun when they get on there. But, you know, it was such a great idea. What steps did you have to take from starting with the idea to completion? Because I know people out there think, gee, why didn't I think of that? And there is a lot to that. What can you kind of tell us, briefly how you got this, to market?
Well, it's been a 4-year journey. Let me start there. After patenting the product, we worked with a design engineering firm to ensure that the safety standards that we wanted in the product were met. One of my partners is a veterinarian, so safety is our first concern. Then we were determined to manufacture the Super Collar in the United States, and we are proud to say that we were able to do that. But from the time the idea is conceived to the time you get a patent and actually get it manufactured and bring it to market, that's how we got to this year, 2011. So it takes a while, but it was worth it.
Oh, I'll say, and I can see from your website that you've had a lot of buzz about the Super Collar. So that must make you feel pretty confident about your product.
Yeah, you know, it's great to have awards like being the CBS Early Show's Holiday Pet Pick back at the end of 2010, and this year we're 3M's most innovative pet product. But, you know, it's even greater to receive the testimonials from thrilled dog owners. We've learned a lot about our product and how it's used in a variety of outdoor activities from those emails and letters. And we really do appreciate hearing that because it helps us going forward with other things that we're going to bring to market.
Well, that sounds like a secret. I guess you can't share what that's going to be.
Well, I can, actually. We're working on the super harness next, so that'll be coming out in 2012.
Oh, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. And I know, you know, I have good friends that are puppy raisers for CCI and Canine Companions for Independence, and they, I think, would really do well with this product. So I don't know if you have types of the canine you know, people that are raising puppies, whether it's going to be for someone that just needs a hearing dog, a seeing dog, are you working with any type of individuals like that?
To be honest with you, well, when this all started, my both black labs are guide dogs for the blind. I've been a volunteer with them for many, many years, and that is really the inspiration for this product. So canine assistance dogs really motivated us to make this product. There are a lot of similarities in how it's designed to a harness that is a service dog harness. So absolutely, and a portion of our profits goes to Guide Dogs for the Blind and other canine assistance programs.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, what size dogs make a good fit for the Super Collar?
Well, we've got three sizes of Super Collars, and we go from a 5-pound dog to a 90-pound dog, and neck sizes from 10 inches to 22 inches.
Well, I think that about covers it.
Yeah.
Unless there's a giant dog.
We tried to make it that way, small, medium, and large, and our website explains, you know, the break points in terms of the neck sizes.
Well, I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
Yes, we're very excited about that. We're looking forward to being able to give one of your listeners and our listeners a Super Collar. So I know you're going to explain how they're going to get to do that.
That is terrific. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive the Super Collar for your pet. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Jane, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks, Susan, and I enjoyed it, and I look forward to getting that Super Collar out to your lucky winner.
For more information, please visit supercollar.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have another giveaway, so sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
What's super cool in pet carriers? The Zazuka. It rolls. That's right, on wheels. And it's not just two wheels. Zazuka has four wheels that are double stacked to glide right over curbs and upstairs. Furry friends can catch the view through the soft mesh sides in the front window. The frame is so sturdy, you can sit on it. And the whole thing can be secured with a standard seat belt while you're in the car. Check out Zazuka at Zuka.com. That's Zuca.com.
Animal Radio, Saturdays at noon Eastern.
I'm Dr. Debbie, and I'll answer your vet medical questions.
Hi, I'm Joey Villani, the dog father from Dogs 101, and I'll help you groom your pet.
I'm Vladdy, the world-famous Russian duck wizard. I will turn any bad dog into a good dog.
I'm Joy Turner, and I'll talk to your pet.
I'm Stacy Cohen, and I have the latest animal headlines.
So grab your pet and join us for Animal Radio, Saturdays at noon Eastern on XM 166.
Got a pet? Head to Mendocino County, just a few hours north of San Francisco, is a destination that is perfect for both you and your pet. Mendocino County has it all. Wine, waves, wilderness, and one of the most pet-friendly places in the entire country. From inns and bed and breakfasts that are set up to accommodate you and your pet, to restaurants with their own pet venues. It's true! And hundreds of miles of coastal beauty and wilderness to explore. To learn more, go to visitmendocino.com or call 888-GO-MENDO. Tell them Harry Potter sent you.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And my next guest is Carol Bryant, social media and PR director for Fido Friendly Magazine. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Susan. It's good to be here.
Hey, listen, I understand you have some exciting news regarding the Fido Friendly blog.
I am so excited to let everybody know that Fido Friendly's blog just won the Best Dog Blog of the Year from Dog Time Media.
Woo!
So exciting, I know. And they call that the Oscar Awards of the pet blogging world. And basically, we beat out anybody who has a dog blog out there, and that's quite a few million people. So that's quite the honor.
I was going to say, that's a lot of competition. Why do you think Fido Friendly was awarded the prestigious Petty Award? Basically, what makes it a good dog blog?
Well, you know, Fido Friendly's blog, the goal, it's an extension of the magazine. We want to be the one-stop, all-inclusive travel and lifestyle resource for dog people. So in addition to promoting all things dogs and helping dogs find forever homes, We serve up our content fresh, daily, and hot off the presses. So I think having it fresh like that, having experts coming in, different points of view, travel tips and resources, we really set the bar high. I should probably say we set the bar high and and did such a good job with it that knowing our peers voted us made it all that more worthwhile.
I know. Now, this was correct me if I'm wrong, but is this the third annual blog pause where a lot of people gathered to trade information and hold seminars and where these awards were held?
Absolutely. They were live streamed. It was really a neat idea to put this on the internet and everybody could watch it through their computers. And blog pause is just this great gathering of people that come together in the blog world and network and exchange ideas and just help to promote one another. So what a happy time that was there. And I actually think my dog knew I won because he seemed to do this little wiggle butt dance when I won. So that was sort of like the icing on the cake for me, knowing the dog's happy.
Now, I know that the October issue is out for Fido Friendly. And who is on the cover and what's inside?
It's so hot. It features Eva LaRue and Omar Miller from CSI Miami, and they're striking a natural balance for the guide dogs for the blind. I also wrote a story about Pets Alive and rock star Matchbox 20's frontman Rob Thomas, and he talks all about his philanthropic spirit, and they gave us some exclusive photos for the magazine. Last Comic Standing, Rebecca Corey is in there and all her rescue with pit bulls, and American Idol winner Chris Allen striking a chord for dogs. So in addition to celebrities and Facebook phenomenon Boo, who has well over 1 million fans, we're thrilled with him and our new pet expert, Harrison Forbes, is debuting his Pet Talk column.
Wow, that's a whole lot of content. And what I like to talk about now are the contests.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of good ones. What? Tell us all about those and how people can win a lot. This is like the most exciting issue ever, really.
This is so full of so many different contests. I don't know how you got it all in, Susan, but you guys do such a stellar job. The first one is from Tradewinds, and this is an Adventure Florida contest. Imagine you can win a 1-4-night stay, which is basically 5 days, 4 nights for you plus your dog at Tradewinds Island Resort, which is minutes from Fort DeSoto Park and top-rated beaches in this country. There's a dog walk, a full Bow Wow pet amenity basket, all sorts of things you could do and see with your dog. And that's just for entering. All you need to do is go on, follow the instructions, tell us why you want to win, and we're going to give you a getaway to Florida. So that's the first one. And the second one is a $2,100 feature giveaway where you can win 2 nights at Courtyard Accommodations, JW Marriott, Santa Monica, Le Marigot. You get this full package plus $2,100 in prizes, everything from Coat Care by Aromapaws to Revolution by Pet Flies, Kong toys, leashes from Lupine, so many different things. And all you have to do is log on, enter, and win.
I like that. And I love the feature giveaway for a couple of reasons, because a local photographer took Shelter Dog and got the little Shelter Dog all fancified and did a photo shoot at Le Marigot. And so all the products that you see in the two-page spread were then donated to the local shelter so that they could use that for fundraising. And then these exact same products are something that whoever is the one lucky winner will also receive. So how can people enter both of the contests? They just go on to FidoFriendly.com?
They do. They can go to www.FidoFriendly.com, click our big contest tab right on the top, and also visit us on Facebook and go to Facebook.com, and all you need to type in is Fido Friendly Magazine.
And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners?
I do. We're giving away a digital subscription of Fido Friendly Magazine, which is a $13 value plus a free copy of our December issue.
That's great. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive the digital link to Fido Friendly Magazine plus a hard copy of the December issue. That number once again is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Carol, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks, Susan. It was great.
And that's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. For more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine at Barnes & Noble's, Hastings, Safeway, or save a tree and subscribe to our online version at FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.